This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, and this show, as always, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And don't forget our archives on Focus, always available at KJJR.com. And a first-time guest on our show today, proud to announce that it is Les Kodlik. He's a corporate communications consultant, retired Brigadier General for the U.S. Air Force. Les, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. How are you today?
Doing great, Ross. Appreciate the opportunity. It's fun for me to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You're in Montana. You're a Montanan nowadays.
We proudly actually chose to live here. So after 30 years in the Air Force, 19 moves, I was an Air Force brat. So moved with, you know, all my father's assignments. And when we retired from the Pentagon in 2015, we chose Montana, and we consider ourselves Montana, and this is our home.
Well, God bless you. You must love it up here.
I love it.
So what was your first trip to Montana?
Actually, it was interesting because we had a friend. We were squadron commanders together, and they bought a place in the early 2000s.
Wow.
And so we came up to visit them, and that kind of planted the seed. And then as we were getting close to retirement, came up here and started looking for a home.
Well, I hear this so often. One visit is usually all it takes.
That was it.
Well, it's great again to have you here, and we're going to learn a lot about you, we hope. And we're here for another great cause. The Wall That Heals is coming up.
Very excited about that.
And you're going to explain all about that. Want to talk about what you'd like to do when you're not working and traveling and helping out organizations like the Kalispell VFW. Tell us about yourself a little.
Well, probably like many Montanans, my wife and I, and we have a golden retriever, but we love Montana for all that it offers. I mean, it's big sky country. We go hiking, we go fly fishing, we go skiing, kayaking. I mean, we take advantage of just this incredible place with incredible people. And really, that's what brought us here is just the how people are and just their patriotism and their kindness and friendliness. And so, I mean, Montana is the place to be, and Kalispell's it for us.
And you're considered retired now from pretty much everything?
Not quite. So retired from 30 years in the Air Force, and now I do consulting, specializing in crisis work for clients. But just, I love what I do, and so I'm not sure when that real retirement will actually be.
So Air Force for 30 years, I mean, that's the career. I mean, that's pretty much it, right? Your whole career.
Yes.
Can you give us a little synopsis of that career?
Sure. I consider myself a mutt in that I started out flying and then did a whole bunch of different jobs. So I had a couple of command opportunities, of course, the deployments in Afghanistan, 2003, 2004, two tours in the Pentagon. I kind of joke about that being a combat tour. And just got the opportunity to live all around the country and all around the world, and loved the opportunities, the service, the mission, the people. I wouldn't have traded it for the world.
And when you look back on it, would you have changed anything?
No, not at all. I mean, people often wonder, you know, you followed in your dad's footsteps. And originally that wasn't the intent. I mean, I went to college to be a forestry major.
Wow.
Again, they're that Montana tie. And, it just turned out that the Air Force, it was the classic story of the roommate that says, hey, let's go check out this ROTC thing. I ended up joining. He didn't. He became a police officer. But, that's the story.
Kind of along the same lines.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went from that to coming to Montana, and now you're taking part in really helping out. And the Wall That Heals, by the way, it's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's a duplicate, yet smaller.
Yes. So the Wall That Heals is a 3/4 scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. So this wall is actually 370 feet long, 7.5 feet tall at the apex. Some of the panels, which are granite, weigh up to 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And it has the more than 58,000 names of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in their service to Vietnam.
Wow. So my question, I guess, there was, how did you go from coming to Montana? Now you're involved with VFW and bringing that thing here. What was the connection?
A proud member of the VFW. It's been in Kalispell since 1931. So been around a long time. The VFW itself goes back to 1800s,
right,
believe it or not. But it was in 2022 where the Post actually requested to be one of the cities that sponsored the wall and hosted it. And so you'll see the wall this year visiting 32 cities around the country. And Kalispell is fortunate enough to be one of them, and we are very proud to host it.
Well, I'm glad you're here to do it and talk about it, too, because a lot of people are excited about it. You said it was here once before, but not the same one.
Correct. It was here back in 2017. It was a smaller version. This one will come in on a tractor-trailer rig, escorted by some 300 Patriot riders, first responders, Tube Air Air is involved. It's going to be an exciting event starting next week.
Well, you're listening to the voice of Brigadier General, retired Les Kodlick, so much more to your resume. I wish we had an hour to talk to you. Maybe we can bring you back another time to finish it up. But we'll talk about the wall that heals, and everybody's invited to check it out, where it's going to be. You started mentioning how it's going to get here, all those things coming up. So we'll have our second half on the way in just a few minutes. This is Focus on the Flathead. News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
We are back on Focus on the Flathead on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Hope you're having a great weekend. In the studio with us, it is Les Kodlick. He is retired, a corporate communication consultant, Brigadier General Air Force, retired. Thanks for coming back.
It's my pleasure, Russ.
We've learned a little bit about you in that first half, but let's talk about this big event coming. I call it an event because the arrival sounds like quite the event of the Wall That Heals Vietnam Veterans Memorial Replica and Mobile Education Center as well, because there's so much to it. When is it, and how is it going to be led into town?
It's exciting. The VFW Post is proud to host the wall, one of only 32 cities this year that will have this replica, which is a three-quarter scale of the actual Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. And so on, actually, next week, it opens to the public on the 22nd through the 25th of June. But prior to that, the arrival will take place Wednesday, the 21st, and it'll start on the south end of town, come all the way up Main Street, and then turn left on Idaho all the way on its way to Glacier High School.
Which is where it'll be set up for the entire time.
Correct.
All right. So describe the size of this for us. You did a little bit of it in the first half, but it's not a small little replica, is it?
It's 375 feet long.
Wow.
7.5 feet tall at the apex, at the very center.
Yeah.
And of course, on the wall is some 58,281 names of the fallen who had served in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And part of this, too, is to honor the more than 2.7 million veterans who served in Vietnam. So everybody served and sacrificed in their own way. And of course, the 58,000, more than 58,000 made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives.
Even if this is a replica, it must be a solemn area no matter where it's set. This is going to be amazing, I think. I want to go out and see it just like a lot of Montanans.
It's a very moving experience. And we encourage people to come out and learn from it, reflect, honor the fallen, honor those who have served. And you're right, Ross, as soon as you get in the presence of it and you see the 58,000 plus names inscribed on the granite wall and people come up and do name rubbings of family members and friends who have served and died in service to their country, it's a very moving experience, especially for those with family and friends who served in Vietnam. And it's important we pass on this the knowledge, the history of the Vietnam War and about the service of you know, those who were there.
Now, this is presented by Kalispell VFW. Are you a member of Kalispell VFW now?
Proud member of the... There's a funny story there. We have our quartermaster, who just recently retired, Dill Pickle, But we were new in town.
Wait, did you say Dill Pickle?
Dill Pickle. His real name is Kerry, but his last name is Pickle, so okay. his call sign or his nickname is Dill.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
And he was our quartermaster until just this week. He retired, and now Ryan Keeler is our new one. But it was our first week in town, and of course had to go into the VFW and meet people, have a drink at the lounge, and so on. And it wasn't 5 minutes, and they just did a warm welcome and. And, that week I was a life member, so.
I guess that's great. And you come from a military family as well.
I do. I'm very proud of my father's service, who also served in Vietnam. He was shot down over North Vietnam, bailed out over the Gulf of Tonkin, and was actually, fortunately, rescued by the U.S. Navy, a ship, the USS Ranger. So, long family history of service, grandfather, uncle, father, myself, and the tradition continues.
Is your father still with us these days?
Absolutely. He lives in Phoenix.
Wow. How old is he these days?
83.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, no, he's doing great. He used to beat me in racquetball until he was 70-some years old.
Holy cow. Okay, so back to the VFW and the event itself. Glacier High School is where it's going to be. Anything as an opening ceremony out there?
Glad you asked. Absolutely. So the sequence of events is on Wednesday. It actually opens to the public on Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, we will assemble the wall. Throughout this entire process, we really need volunteers to make this event successful.
Yeah.
And so on the Kalispell VFW Post website, there's a sign up for group tours, for opportunities to volunteer for safe site safety, constructing the wall, helping with name rubbings, all sorts of things that people can volunteer and help with this event. And so it opens 22 to 25 of June for the public. We actually will assemble the wall on Wednesday, and it arrives that Tuesday morning.
Okay, sounds good. It's going to be quite the weekend. It arrives on a Thursday. You're going to do it for what, 4 days?
Yes.
Something like the 4 days.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So everyone is invited. Is it free to the public?
Absolutely. And it's open 24 hours. As you mentioned, it's, we are focusing it on the event, on the wall, to learn, reflect, to pay respects, those kind of things. So you're not going to see vendors and those kind of things. But what you will experience is the Mobile Education Center. There's group tours available. You'll learn about it, experience it. It's an experience. If you haven't done the one in Washington, D.C., this is a great opportunity to do the next best thing.
Well, come out and see it, Les. We want to thank you for being here, giving us all the information. Anything VFW, anything you're involved in, please come back and be on the air with us again.
Welcome the opportunity, Russ.
The voice of Les Kodlick right there, and talking about the wall that heals right here in News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Brought to you again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll see you next week right here on Focus on KJJR.